This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away.
Yes, it is coming on Christmas, Alex.
But it don't snow.
If that's not a
stays pretty green,
title of a holiday Quinn, I don't know what is. I just gave you the people over at Quinn. Listen, I just gave you Coming on Christmas, mm-hmm. You know, not to ruin Joni Mitchell's beautiful song.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I don't know what day we're going to release this, but it's coming out.
Yeah.
We're just piling a bunch up because I have to be in New York next week. So this could be Thursday you're listening to this. This could be Monday. Who knows? Nice fade out, Alex. Where, as you can tell, my voice is a little bit gone, shot-ish, because it's post-party morning.
Mm-hmm.
We were out last night, Alex and myself and a bunch of people, over at Sarah Colonna's Christmas party. The event of the season, mm-hmm. Alex. Fun time. I had a fun time. I don't know what to do anymore. I was out and about, you know, just a Band-Aid on my face. Do you guys know the story? You know, some people came right up and just went right at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's on your face? Others didn't even notice it. But it was pretty, you know, I mean, you talk to people close, you know, people get right up there.
Yeah.
And it's hard to hide anything like this. But anyway, all in all, I was fun. I had a good time. Got to see Fortune and Jax and Heather McDonald was there. And who else? Colonna and John and Mary Radzinski, old friends, old Chelsea Lately people. Good time. Who else? My friend Liz Carey, haven't seen her in ages. So it's nice. It was a nice for the holiday season, getting together. And you know what I was drinking last night, Alex? I was drinking White Claws.
Oh.
Yeah, because there was kind of a line to get to the bar,
mm-hmm.
and yet next to the bar was like just a you know, like a big tub of ice with canned beverages in it,
mm-hmm.
and it was White Claws.
Yeah.
So instead of like waiting in the line, I was like, I'm just grabbing White Claws. Enjoyed it. Then, I mean, here's the mistake. A couple of White Claws, because it was easy and drinkable, enjoying it. Then I see they have eggnog inside. Mix your own eggnog, which, I mean, come on, Sarah and John. What are we doing here? Just mix it for us. You got a big gallon of like a non-alcoholic eggnog, you know, half gallon in mm-hmm. that container. You pour that in and you pour like brandy over the top, so I mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I had like two or three of those. Here's that's a bit of a problem. Then my friend Carl McKeenan, dear friend of mine, guy I came out to Los Angeles with many, many, many years ago from New York. We came out here together, went to, you know, high school and grew up together on Long Island. He brings his famous, he makes this like Swedish drink called Glug, K-L-U-G, Glug, Glug, whatever it's called. They serve it at his restaurants. He has a bunch of restaurants in LA. And then I wound up having that at the end of the night.
Oof.
So yeah, uh-huh. As you could tell, I don't know if you can tell, but I'm feeling it today. Yeah. I'm not good at this shit anymore. How both my wife and I were up to like 2 o'clock in the morning is beyond me.
Mm-hmm.
We're normally in bed at like 8:30, but yeah. Both of us were like kind of like awake at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and we're sitting, and my wife orders Jack in the Box to be delivered to the house, and we got an order. Yeah, I mean, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. We're running around outside to try and pick up the delivery of Jack in the Box. Now, literally, the Jack in the Box is down the street. It's mm-hmm. right here. I could have walked to it.
Yeah.
But we ordered it to be delivered. You know, $75 later, here comes Jack in the Box. Completely wrong order. Somebody else's order. Not anything. So then my wife, like, orders it again. And by the time it comes, we're both asleep. And yeah. This morning we go out there and there's our Jack in the Box, our $50 Jack in the Box sitting outside by the gate. So anyway, that's why I can't go out and drink anymore. Like is it just an age thing where you get to the point where you're like, I can't do this shit anymore? Or is it just, here's what you do, old timer. You go to the party, you have two drinks, you socialize. And you go home. You don't stay till 2 o'clock in the morning drinking 9 different cocktails. You know, 9 different like sugary messes, mm-hmm. all of them, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what's got you in the end? It's like all the sugar and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just gives you the headaches. And, you know, when they tell you to drink water and stuff. And I never do that. Like, what am I going to do? Stop in between and drink water? I mean, I just go.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like shit in the morning. And
are you going to turn away from the Klug?
Yeah, exactly. I was drinking my Clue, and then I started bullshitting with my friends, and you know, it was great. It was great. Fun time. Always fun. They really go all out. I mean, that John decorates the shit out of the place.
Yeah.
I mean, he had the driveway look like a Christmas wonderland. Mm-hmm. He built that himself.
Yeah.
He got Fortune comes walking in.
Greenhouse.
Yeah, Fortune comes walking in. She's like, wow, John like went all out. What else does he have to do? He's retired at 38 years old. I mean, this guy's got nothing. He's got nothing but time to mm-hmm. put up lights and shit. So he does a great day. It was great. They do a great job. Really fun party. I don't know if you guys have gone to fun Christmas parties, but Alex was there.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia, did you guys have fun?
We had a great time.
You know everybody at this point.
A lot. None of the Chelsea people, but you know.
Yeah, well, there was.
We know the people.
I didn't see Marmelstein there. He was on the list.
I didn't see him either.
Yeah, I guess he didn't come. You know, some people RSVP, yes, and then mm-hmm. they don't show up. So, but there was quite a few people there.
Yeah.
I never know what to say to anybody. Like, my real friends I could sit and talk to, you know? But then some other people coming up, like, haven't seen you in years, buddy, remember? And I was like, yeah, yeah. And then I'm like, okay, that's it, right?
Yeah.
Haven't seen you in years, buddy. You look good. You too. Great mm-hmm. to see you. And then you go, you part ways, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. But then people, like, stick around. So how's everything going? Pretty good. Okay, then it's done, right?
Now we're done.
After that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, same here. And then I'm like, one or two people just like, God damn, it's the most awkward conversation I've had in my life. Mm-hmm.
And then it turns to, so what are you working on?
I know that. And, you know, what are you working on and all that shit? And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I'm working on this. I got 4 drinks in my hand right now. This is what I'm working on. One eggnog, one glug. And I started the night out. My wife and I, We got a lift or whatever. We're of a certain age with a child.
Mm-hmm.
So we ran out the door. As soon as the babysitter showed up, we ran out the door, 6 p.m. And then we're like, oh, shit. We're in the lift and we're driving to the party. And we're like, the party doesn't start till 7. It's 6:15.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be the first ones there because, as I often say, if you're the first one at any party, like a house party, and I believe this to be true. I'm not sure about John and Sarah, but 99.9% of the time,
mm-hmm.
if you're the first one at a party, you have just walked in seconds before you arrived. That was the biggest knockdown, drag-out fight you've ever seen in your life between that couple who's throwing that party.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody did something, forgot something, didn't have something. It's not there. Couldn't the dress didn't fit. They didn't have the tags are still on. Whatever the fuck.
You sound like you've thrown some parties.
Well, I've been a part of that world. I've seen it, you know, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
Like you walk in, you'll be the first one. My wife has a friend. Anytime we do anything, they show up like early to help out.
Yeah.
My wife always goes, you know, they're going to come to help out, right? I'm like, we don't need help. We don't need help. We don't need two people here getting in the way.
Yeah.
Like tell them to stop coming to help. But they do every time.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, we had something, you know, recently, like a dinner for her friends. Never my friend. I don't have any friends. Not certainly not friends I want over. So much so that yesterday, Jax and Fortune, who I love, both of them, I love them both. They're like, why do you never invite us to your home? And I'm like, I know you say that, but here's the way I feel. And maybe you guys can attest to this as well. Alex, you as well. When people say that, they don't really mean it, right? They don't really want you to invite them over. Here's the way I think, and maybe I'm wrong in this, and it's just my weirdness.
Okay.
If someone says, you got to invite us over the house, then I do invite them over the house. I feel what they're doing. Okay, here, I'm going to give you the scenario. They say, invite us over. I send a text. Hey, Fortune and Jax, come on over. I feel they're going to be like, oh, shit. He really invite. We didn't. We always, you know, it's a thing to say. Invite us over. We don't mean it.
Yeah.
No, like, no, oh, shit. Now we got to go over there.
Now we got to lie.
Yeah. Now I have to make them come up with an excuse mm-hmm. on why they can't make it. Let me give you another scenario. How many declines do you let happen before you're like, all right, this is obviously isn't happening?
Yeah.
Because you know there's going to be like one, oh, I'd love to on that day, but I'm going to be out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Then you do, okay, how about this day? Ooh, that's going to be a tough one too because of this. Do you do...
That's it.
That's it, just two.
I say wow. We pick it up later, it's already going to be tainted.
So at two, you're like, you obviously don't want to be here.
Yeah.
That's what I figure. Not that I've gotten that from anybody, because mm-hmm. I never really throw out invitations.
Yeah.
And I think I don't throw out invitations because I don't want to get that. I don't want to get the, and I don't want to put people out.
Yeah.
My father.
You don't want to put your rich friends out. No, you know?
I don't want to put, and my father, we were raised, the Frangiola boys were raised on don't bother people.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mantra of the Frangiola family. You don't bother people.
Yeah.
People don't want to be bothered. So that's why, for that reason, me and my brothers continue to not bother people. We don't bother anybody.
Are
we
you going to raise Beckett that way?
Yes. Yes. Already I'm raising it that way.
I love it.
Don't bother people.
That's the way it used to be.
My father's biggest one was don't bother people at work. Like we used to call somebody. Where are they? They're at work. You don't call them at work. You don't bother people at work, Christopher. Don't bother people at work. So, and then it's just don't bother people like at home.
Yeah.
So, like, when do you bother people? You don't.
You don't.
Don't bother people.
Don't bother.
People don't want to be bothered. And I think some people do want to be bothered.
Yeah.
My wife wants to be bothered.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to be invited to stuff. And she likes to invite people to stuff.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Am I just an antisocial weirdo? Or, I mean, you don't have people at your house, do you?
Once in a while, but
yeah,
it's a
like who do you have over?
Yeah, you know, like a handful of friends.
And then what do you friends. Once they're there? What do you do?
You know,
sit down and talk.
During the summertime, we had some friends over at the pool at our apartment. We have like a nice pool at our apartment. Mm-hmm. We grilled some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He looks skeptical.
No. I'm sure it's gorgeous. I'm sure
he's
it's gorgeous.
Skeptical.
Yes. Sure it's gorgeous.
But I also thought as adults we would all kind of end up in the house hanging. Like, I
right.
figured, like, after 10 minutes at the pool, a handful of adults would be like, all right.
You want a bunch of wet people in the house? A bunch of wet adults?
Who gets actually wet at a pool park?
Everybody, don't they?
Who Isn't jumps that, in?
Me.
I jump never right jump in.
Splash around.
Oh, I know.
Then I go roll on your couch in my wet trunks.
Yeah, but anyway.
Anyway, so do people not go in the house? They just stayed outside?
They just sat outside the whole time.
And just chatting,
drinking
right?
by the pool, yeah.
I mean, I do enjoy it. When it's all said and done, I have a nice time when people come over and stuff. But, you know, I don't go out of my way.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jax and Fortune, they say, you know, Jax, at least, Fortune's wife, says, I know, I literally want to come over. I want to come over. I want to see Beckett. I want to see the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so please invite me. So I might have to.
Yeah.
You know? And my wife loves it. She can entertain. She could talk to people. I don't like this talking. It's business. anyway, so it was a fun time. We had a good time. You guys, I don't know, like I said, I don't know when you'll be getting this episode, but this could be a month later after the party. You're yeah. like, wait, wasn't that party like a month ago? It could be by the time you guys get this. Who knows? But anyway, we got a bunch to talk about today. Fun stuff.
Yeah.
Alex was just rattling off some stories to me. About some gay sex going on. Where was that happening?
At the U.S. Senate building.
The U.S. Senate building?
In the nation's capital.
Like somebody's assistant or something?
Yeah. He used to be an assistant or like a, what's the term? A
right.
free assistant, whatever yeah, they yeah, call yeah, it. An intern, intern for
right.
Diane Feinstein.
Those interns, right? It was not Monica Lewinsky? Wasn't she an
yeah,
intern?
Yeah, you got to watch out for these
yeah.
interns.
Uh-huh. Those White House interns. Mm-hmm. But anyway, like full-on gay sex that he videotaped or
yes.
somebody videotaped.
The man doing the work.
And he could watch it. It's online.
yeah.
Watch a hot gay action. I mean, yeah. I didn't watch it, but I saw like a still photo of it.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I kind of thought it was a joke or maybe just one of those things that blow over. But
right.
now Forbes is talking about
it. I know.
I'm
seeing it's like kind of gaining some
scandal.
Traction. And the guy who's, I don't know if he's the one, not to gross everybody out or not. No, you know what? It's not gross. This is not gross.
No,
but
no.
The one who's doing the being penetrated, doing yeah. the penetrating, I'm yeah. not exactly sure which one he is. But
I get
but
what
he wrote something, like he made an apology or something mm-hmm. on Twitter or Instagram or whatever.
Yeah, acknowledge it.
Yes,
taken.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes. But anyway, if you like hot gay action in like a public place,
yeah.
you know, run over to TMZ and watch that video.
Mm-hmm. The article I had read was pretty, they weren't graphic about the actions, but they explained the room in detail. And apparently they did it in like where people of note would sit.
Yeah, like where they're appointing like Supreme Court judges, it
yes,
said. But
yes.
I guess that's like the turn on, right?
Yeah,
like some people are into like weird
it.
Shit.
Yeah.
I didn't like the lighting in there. There's no way I'd let anybody mm-hmm. penetrate me in that lighting. I looked at the lighting, and I was like, ooh, that's way too fluorescent,
yeah.
and nobody looks cute in
it
that.
Definitely wasn't their, the filmer, it wasn't their first time. They hit a lot of angles.
Yeah, that's what
know.
They were saying. There's mm-hmm. a lot of angles. So, I mean, maybe it's the thing. That's one of those people who like a public, you know, I'm so glad. I mean, and maybe, mm-hmm. I mean, maybe my wife or people that I've dated throughout life have had like, what do they call that? I mean, what
kink?
Are they? Like kinks. Yeah,
yeah,
like kinks. I haven't asked.
And they don't
you know?
Even bring them to you?
Well, they would. Yeah, because I
he
think
doesn't
I,
bother people.
I know. I think, exactly. I think I give off a no kink,
yeah.
a real no kink vibe.
Yeah.
You know, don't kink on me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there was probably a time when I was like 22 where I'd be like, okay, well, you want to do it in like the dressing room of the Nordstrom? I don't know
yeah.
what people do. But maybe there was a time when I'd be like, all right, I'll do it. But certainly not
but
now. I'd be like,
Senate
all right,
chambers?
What do we do? It's
yeah.
noon on a Tuesday. There's
yeah.
no, put your pants back on.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm not really into that, you know. I sound like a horrible old bore here with that.
Yeah.
I don't want people over the house and get your kinks away from me. But, hey, listen, people, I had 9 drinks last night. I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's now 9 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
and we're doing podcasts, and I could barely function, and my daughter wants to go to the park. I think this isn't fun, and I'm getting on a plane at 8 o'clock in the morning tomorrow to New York
for a while,
for 5 days.
Yeah,
you know, so enough is enough. Leave me alone. You and your kinks. Leave me alone. I don't know, but yeah, eventually, like I wonder when if you have the kinks,
yeah,
and you're dating. I wonder when you start bringing them out. Like, when do you, and how do you tiptoe? Like, if you got a weird one,
mm-hmm.
like, I'd like to fuck you on the Senate floor or whatever.
Yeah.
When do you get around? I know the gay guys will, you know,
yeah.
you could find a gay guy to do anything.
They open
know?
With it on Grindr.
Yeah, right,
Senate floor
right.
later?
Yeah.
You'd be like,
yeah,
fuck
15
yeah.
minutes
yeah.
later, there's 9 guys lined up. But I'm saying, like, in regular world, not that that's irregular, you get what I'm saying.
Yes.
But, it's you know, I wonder when you approach it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, John, I don't know if you know this about me, but I love this or what that or whatever
yeah.
the fuck, you know.
You see that cucumber over there?
I told you, I used to work with a girl at Mirabelle.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a true story. She was kind of an okay looking girl. I mean, certainly not, but she would get paid to step on bugs. And this is not a joke. Like some guy would pay her to videotape herself barefoot, stepping on bugs and other things, not just bugs, but one of them that he was into was, I'm not fucking kidding. And he'd pay her a lot, like $1,000 for like a 15-minute video. He'd send her the bugs. I know. And she'd like dump them on her shitty apartment floor and, you know, down on Yucca.
Yeah.
It's a street here in Hollywood. If you live on Yucca,
you're stepping on bugs for $1,000.
You're stepping on bugs anyway. You might as well just send it to a perv.
I was going to say, that's your rent situation. You're stepping on bugs for $1,000.
So anyway, she would step on bugs and like fruit, like strawberries. Oh, yeah. And squish it. Yeah, squish it. And she, you know, yeah. And then one time I had a guy open for me. I think I've told this story before. I was in Canada. I was performing in Vancouver. I think it's a comedy club in like a big mall up there. House of Comedy or one of those things. Comedy something, Ford, whatever the fuck. And my feature act, it's like the craziest weekend of shows. I had one feature act had a heart attack on stage.
What?
And, you know, he lived and everything, but he had to stop the show and be like, oh my God, something's happening. Like, and the EMTs had to come in and like, he's alive, I believe, still.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'll tell another weird story about a feature act that I had that I've learned about last night. Anyway, the guy had like a heart attack on stage and they took him off. And so that feature act was gone for the rest of the weekend because his heart wasn't in it. And then I had the next day, he brought me a new guy.
Yeah.
And he came with like, he was like beat up. He had like black eyes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've told this story before. And I was like, what is it? What? And he goes, oh, it's like a thing that I do. I let guys beat me up or something. Like
For
money. Yeah. Yeah. Like they, you know, sex and then they punch me in the face.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
I could talk to the club. Can you get that heart attack guy back? Is he good again? Or this fucking weirdo's getting punched in the face? So, yeah, that was, I don't think I've been back to that Canadian.
This was Canada?
This is Canada. Yeah. The people always ask, why don't you come to Canada? That's why. That was in 3 days.
Yeah.
Anyway, yesterday, there was a club owner. Yeah, anyway, a couple of people I knew were at the party last night. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to him, and I said, what about that one guy you used to open for me? He was a really funny young guy, open for me. Yeah, I thought he was going to take off because he was like a... And he goes, oh, yeah, he was touching kids or something. Ooh. I was like, oh, okay, yeah. Ooh. And then I was like, I thought about it, and I was like, yeah, he did seem like that kind of guy now that you mention it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so anyway, I think he got some accusations against him. I'm like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. So that's... Okay, so that's where he went. Yeah.
Okay.
He's not going to be on the Netflix as a joke comedy festival.
Haven't heard from him in a while. Yeah. Probably won't.
Yeah, yeah, he's out. But boy, oh boy, what are you going to do? That's the situation. What do we have like as far as like celebrity news? They're saying that, is it Kendall? Kendall Jenner? Kendall.
Kendall?
Yeah, they're saying that her and Bad Bunny might be over between her and Bad. Remember the fake relationship between her and Bad Bunny?
Yeah.
That the fake one that the publicist got going so everybody can get some press? That's now over. She's in Aspen, and she's solo in Aspen.
Oh,
and so the rumors abound that her and Bad Bunny might be over. Same with Kylie and Chalamet.
Yeah,
Timothy Chalamet, that might be over as well. So who knows? They're out there. Doesn't Tyga always the guy at the end? Doesn't he just take them all?
He gets them all.
Tyga or somebody. One of the Tyga, yeah. Right? It's Tyga.
How old are they?
You're at 25.
Like, this isn't a Leo situation. He's not. No. So this is a Tyga. Yeah.
Tyga, eventually they just go back to Tyga.
Yeah.
Or back to Tyga. I think so. Or like a point guard for the San Antonio Spurs. Yeah, like the Bad Bunnies and the Timothy Chalamets only last a short amount of time. I do have some other stories that I'd like to tell. And I want to...
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I went this morning to look up, you know, Harry and David. If you're familiar with Harry and David, it's a catalog of like Christmas. Everybody gets it. We've all been getting it in the mailbox. I don't know how they find you, but they find you, Harry and David. And they, you know, who, interestingly enough, a lot of people don't know this. Those two guys doing it on the Senate floor, it was Harry and, it was Harry and David. A lot of people don't know that. That's why they don't want to talk about it. Yeah. So, it's always fun to look at. Another catalog that I enjoy looking through, not unlike Vermont Country Store. Harry and David puts you in a nice mood. You go through it and you go, all right. I mean, do I need that much hard salami with, you know, crackers and whatever? It always weirds me out that there's really no expiration dates on the cheeses. You know, I feel like cheeses are something that should probably, but they're like, no, this one can keep forever.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. I don't... But I feel like Harry and David, and you guys might feel this way as well, I feel like they go too hard on the pears. Mm. It's too much pears.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know who's that into pears besides Harry and David. They love fucking pears. And I find with a pear, Alex, I don't know how you feel about a pear. Here's my problem with pears. They're never ripe. Mm-hmm. They're rock fucking hard constantly.
Yeah.
And I've never had a ripe one ever in my life. And I enjoy a pear. Used to get the Frangiolas, you know, canned pears. Bartlett's.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a type of pear?
Yeah, Bartlett's. The canned one.
Yeah, but just in like a...
In the juice.
Yeah, just like a syrupy mess.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's what it takes to make a pear ripe. Yeah.
Back then you were like, oh, you're eating your fruit. Yeah. You might as well just have five Snickers bars. It's the same thing as... eating that sugary mess. But the pears, and I also believe if you got a fruit cocktail, if you guys are familiar with such things, fruit cocktails like another can, Libby's or Del Monte or whoever's doing the quality fruit cocktail, you'd open that up, you know, out of a metal can, pour that fruit cocktail. I feel like it was a lot of chopped pears in the fruit cocktail, a couple of grapes, and then two like red cherries. And if you got the cherry. It was going to be a pretty good day.
Yeah.
If you got the fruit cocktail cherry, it was a much sought after item to cherry. Only two or three in the can. We were big fruit cocktail people over at the Frangiola house. Did you know that about us?
I kind of.
It's probably on a Wikipedia page somewhere. Anyway,
I saw it on Reddit.
Reddit loves me. Do you want to know what? Now here's their pears. I'm going to tell you what their pear box goes for. This is a Holiday Harry's gift box. It is six Royal Riviera pears. That sounds nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Moose Munch, premium popcorn. You know, I always feel that Moose Munch, like it's too sugary. Mm-hmm. I like it, one or two pieces, but I can't have a whole bag of Moose Munch. You know what I'm talking about?
Like a chocolate caramel thing.
Yeah, like a caramel chocolatey popcorn.
Like Moose Tracks, but in... popcorn instead of ice cream. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So you get six Royal Riviera pears. You get a Moose Munch bag of Moose Munch. Mm-hmm. You get an artisan meats, smoked pork, and summer sausage.
Okay.
Sharp white cheddar cheese, 4 ounces. Here's the problem. This is the same problem I have on every airline and most gift boxes. Three seed crackers. Not enough.
No.
I'm already having a problem. I'm seeing a smoked pork and a summer sausage and 4 ounces of sharp cheddar cheese, and I'm getting three crackers.
Mm-hmm.
What am I gonna stop? I'm gonna have to put sausage on pears.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's
disgusting.
Nobody wants that.
No. Moose munch?
What am I gonna have? Moose munch with smoked pork summer sausage? three seed crackers. You go fuck off, Harry and David. Mm-hmm. You three crackers. Mix nuts.
Six pears, three crackers.
It's not done yet, Alex. There's more. Oh, okay. Six mixed nuts. You know what's in the mixed nuts? Cashews, almonds, walnuts. Let me tell you something about walnuts. You can go fuck right off walnuts.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, I sat it out. Because you know what? Nobody dolls up the walnut. Mm-hmm. Nobody goes, oh, these are honey roasted walnuts.
Yeah.
Walnuts, they just go, it's the walnut.
Mm-hmm.
Eat it the way the dry walnut.
I would say that's what makes it better.
You think so?
Yeah,
are you a walnut guy?
Because an almond, they're like, fuck, put cinnamon, yeah. Get something on there, mm-hmm. Chili.
They throw all sorts of chili, yeah. Habanero, yeah. And all. They don't do it to walnuts.
Walnuts, they're like, it's...
Yeah,
it'll
walnuts
be fine.
Are, you like a walnut?
I think I do.
Really? Like out of, in there, like a crack it? Like you get a cracker?
I'll crack it. I'll crack a walnut.
Pecans as well are also in that.
Of course.
What do you think that goes for? That's why we're getting to all this.
That whole box.
Yes, that whole box. That is Harry's, Holiday Harry's gift box.
Two meats, a cheese, some popcorn, nuts,
and six pears.
Six pairs.
Yeah.
Six. Ooh, I'm going to say $79.99.
Ooh, you are real close.
Oh.
$69.99. Oh. Not bad at all. Congratulations.
I thought I could have swore pear inflation was getting worse, but.
No, apparently
it's
pears
doing right.
Are still reasonably priced.
All right.
And people seem to love it. It's getting some rave reviews. And then I see if people don't like it. Harry and David respond pretty quickly. The pears are still not ripe. Just see Pamela P writes, mm-hmm. 3 stars. It's been 2 weeks and the pears still aren't ripe. Thank you, Pamela P. This is what I'm saying. The rest of the items were good. Anyway, oh, you know who didn't like it at all?
Who?
Joyce W. Joyce W.
I believe
writes,
that.
The
yeah.
Fruit came frozen and it was black. Fruit came frozen, was black inside when I cut it open. This was a gift, and I was very disappointed when I found out the condition it arrived in. Harry and David write back immediately. Joyce, we're sorry to hear that Harry's gift box wasn't satisfactory. We have sent you an email regarding this matter. Harry and David will. Customer care. Like, mm-hmm. Well, let's talk.
Yeah.
You know, so that's nice of Harry and David. They're on it.
Let's
you know?
Get it all out in the open.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which, you know, it's interesting because I'm hearing other things about Vermont Country Store. They're saying... Their return policy over there from my country store. Not good.
Not good.
People are saying, you know, what I did was today, because, you know, we're short on topics as we often are. I looked up top selling products on Vermont Country Store.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the number one selling product is on Vermont Country Store? Alex, I'll save you the time.
Okay.
It's Evening in Paris. Evening in Paris. Oda perfume.
Okay.
Boudoir perfume, an enchanting fragrance that captures the romance of the City of Lights and has been known to ignite new romances and rekindle old flames. Oh, doesn't that sound nice?
Ooh.
And this is a perfect time of year for like that kind of stuff, rekindling old flames. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, hey, good to see you again. Oh, you're back in town? Yeah, here with, you know, at the parents' house for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
What is that scent coming up? Oh, that? That's the City of Lights. What? Yeah, it's Paris. An Evening in Paris.
You smell...
Oh, that's what that... Yeah, because I thought for a second, when I smelled you, I'm like, am I in Paris? And then it turns out,
yeah.
I looked out the window and it's just Ron Konkuma. I know, it is, but you would think
mm-hmm.
It's Paris by if you smelled me. Because I smell of Turkish rose, violet iris, Yang Lang? I don't know what that is. Y-L-A-N-G. Y-L-A-N-G.
Y-L-A-N-G.
Lang. And a hint of peach and woody cedar. Gives a soft, powdery base of vanilla. It's an enduring scent that inspires secret rendezvous,
ooh.
Champagne toasts, and romantic love songs. Who doesn't need a little more romance in their lives? Exactly. That's, you know who wrote that?
Who?
Cabot Orton Cabot or whatever the fuck that name is.
It's kind of weird when it comes from him, right?
I know. That does sound nice. You would think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do I.
When
I
mean, a gal you know, says, like, yeah, well, ladies, you want to
yeah.
read?
You know who doesn't think it's nice?
Who?
Charlie.
Mm.
I don't like it. The perfume is not like the original. The perfume smells like it's been sitting around for years. The aroma is heavy and cloying. What is that word?
I don't know.
I'm very disappointed. I was like, you know what else didn't like it? Susan. I've been buying this fragrance for over 40 years. Well,
well.
Mean, that's there you go. Right there. Already a problem. It is my go-to. The last bottle I purchased through Vermont Country Store has changed. The scent in this blue container is so much weaker than it was years ago. And I do mean years worth of purchase. Disappointed
yeah.
in all caps. Patty didn't like it either. My sister gave me a bottle for Christmas. That's nice of her sister.
Mm-hmm.
Give her a bottle of that for Christmas. That was Patty. But Patty seems ungrateful. She immediately said, thanks, sis. I'm going to go over to Vermont Country Store and give it a 1 star.
Yeah.
Is it right that is it in the right bottle, but it's the wrong perfume? It doesn't smell like Evening in Paris. You know, a lot of people, it's a third complaint that says, this is not my regular evening. Maybe something got mixed up over at Vermont Country Store. You know, they're doing a lot of shit over there. Maybe they got some lemon up,
You think there might have been a mix-up?
You know, Vermont Country Store is doing well. They don't give a fuck about pears over Vermont Country Store. Mm-hmm. They call Harry and David, like, just keep your pears, okay? Keep your hard pears. We don't do pears.
Black on the inside. Yeah.
You want maple syrup? You want root beer? Hard candies? Mm-hmm. That's what we do.
Yeah.
You want Evening in Paris, but it's not inside the bottle. Evening in Paris. That's what we do. Okay, keep your hard pears. There's no fragrant smell. This Evening in Paris is very disappointing. Anyway, a lot of people are disappointed. There's a lot of 1 stars. No scent, people are saying. Oh, this lady wrote a long review. She used to love it, but now she doesn't like it anymore. Not long lasting, too expensive.
Sorry.
What was that?
Those keys coming out of my pocket.
Oh, my God. You know what the second biggest selling item is on Vermont Country Store?
Hmm.
And this will make perfect sense. If the first one is Evening in Paris perfume that people have been buying for 40 years, the second one is rocking chair pads.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Never flattened, tufted rocking chair cushion sets come in two sizes. People love them. They are, they're a hit. And then, of course, this third biggest selling one is a Tangy lipstick. It's like an orange lipstick, which I would imagine looks absolutely terrible on everybody. I can't see this looking good on anybody. Big, giant orange lips.
Big orange, yeah.
So there you go. That's what's going on for my country store. And then maybe one more thing here, because it's the holidays. We're going to make some short episodes and get the hell out of here and live our lives. But we are coming on New Year's Eve. Once again, I don't know when exactly you guys will get this episode, but New Year's Eve is coming. And a lot of times you'll hear people like, I'd like a date on New Year's Eve. It's always a big night for like, you get a date. I need someone to kiss on New Year's Eve. You know, you'd always hear that in movies and stuff. And people need a date on New Year's Eve. Well, I went to Wiki, you know, like WikiHow. It's called WikiHow.
Yeah.
And they give advice. If people have a question, they give advice. And somebody asked, how do I get a date for New Year's Eve? And Wiki help was there.
Okay.
Sure, you can have fun alone on New Year's Eve, but why not score a date? If you're hoping for a kiss at midnight, we're here to help those make those dreams come true. We'll tell you everything you need to know about how to get a date for New Year's Eve. Plus, we've got some great ideas about where to take your date and ring in the new year. This is from Wiki How. This is ask your friends to set you up. Say to your friends, New Year's Eve is upon us, and I don't want to ring in the new year alone. You're pretending you're my friend.
Okay.
New Year's Eve, Alex, hey, it's me, Chris. New Year's Eve is upon us, and I don't want to ring in the new year alone. Do you know someone who's single and ready to mingle? I'd love to be set up.
Yeah, I do.
Who?
For New Year's Eve?
Yes.
New
Year's Eve is upon us. Didn't you hear the first one? Yeah. Okay.
My boys, Harry and David. Oh, over.
Those two weirdos? Yeah.
You might have seen them recently, but yeah, they have a good time.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to meet those guys. Tell them to bring their pears. Anyway, here's another thing you say.
Yeah.
You could also say, it's the moment you've all been waiting for. I'm finally ready to be set up. Hit me up if you have a single friend I should meet.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, you could also just go with one of your single friends. It might not feel like a real date, but you could do that fun together. You know, just like a casual fun date. That's one. Look for a love connection at holiday parties. Okay. Here's what if you're at a holiday party like we were last night, to make meeting people easier, hang out near the person who seems the most boisterous. I disagree with that wholeheartedly.
Yes.
Additionally, smile and act positive so people are drawn to you. Okay. I like that too. To keep conversation going, add interesting tidbits about your life. Hey, did you know that Vermont Country Store has their top-selling item is a perfume called Evening in Paris? But several people have said that they don't believe it's actually Evening in Paris in the bottle.
Oh, no.
I wish, you know what? I don't know. I don't know your name, but I wish you were a bit more boisterous. I honestly
okay.
do.
Okay.
I've chosen to stand near you, and you're not as boisterous as I had hoped.
Oh.
So.
Oh, my God, honey.
Thank you.
That's much better.
But speaking of Sarah Colonna's party, there was a drag performer.
Yeah.
Not performing, just at the party.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
To see if I have their card on.
Yo, I have it too. I was giving it. They want to come on the podcast.
Yeah.
She, he, whatever the fuck, was like, yeah, you got to have me on the podcast. I got a lot of fun stuff.
And you sent them to me.
I know. I know. Because then I said, yeah, ask him. He books our talent.
And then he went
over to you.
I tried to send him back to you.
He gave me the card. We both got one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. I mean, was that the most annoying thing you've ever seen?
Everyone at that party got that card, right?
Yes. She was coming up to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And had like a big costume on.
Yeah.
And it was like, you've heard of Elf on a Shelf? I'm somebody. Because he had a shtick. It was a whole shtick. You know, like those drag performers, you got to be part of the shtick when they come up to you. You know, they can't just act like normal. It's always got to be a bit. And she was into me, like kept coming up and, you know, just grabbing my ass and stuff. I mean, what if I was like, I could have sued John and Sarah. I'm going to sue them. this is what you ask at a party.
Yeah.
These are a couple of ideas from WikiHow. What are your holiday plans? What album did you listen to last? What's the last show you watched? I like your style. Any tips I can use? What would you do if the zombie apocalypse happened right now? Ha ha ha. That's a fun one. You could have fun with it. What do you think is the most likely? Oh, this is an interesting one. They're asking like basically, who's a criminal in this? Who do you think is most likely to spike the punch bowl?
Oh, yeah.
Who at this party do you think is a horrible criminal that wants to, you know, accost passed out people?
Yeah.
Who
gives you Danny Masterson vibes?
Yeah, right, exactly. You want to hear some more fun stuff? This is number three. Make a connection to online dating, which seems to be the way people go these days.
Mm-hmm.
Scroll through your potential match and chat with anyone who seems remotely interesting. Don't worry about whether or not they're someone you want to date long term. When you message them, use exciting tone words. These are whoever wrote this is absolutely clueless as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
They said you use words like awesome and exciting. You seem awesome. I'm exciting to meet you.
Yeah.
It would be exciting to meet you.
Yeah.
How's that? To draw on potential matches and keep your conversation entering. Yeah. After a few messages, ask them if they'd like to go out. Invite them on a date. Do you want to get a cup of coffee this week? Are you interested in joining me for dinner this Saturday? Do you want to go on party New Year's Eve? Jesus, calm the fuck down, buddy. Holy shit. You came out of the gate you're on craziness. Ask a trusted friend to help you review your profile. They can help you remove anything that you might be turning people off. Yeah, like words like awesome and exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I'll help you out. Don't do it. And here's some, they give you some date. Okay, Cupid, Tinder, and Bumble. Sign up for new experiences so you can meet people. Push yourself out of your comfort zone. This is all to get you guys a date on New Year's Eve. I know many of you are probably in relationships. You're like, Chris, we don't need it.
Yeah.
We're fine. But maybe there's one or two people out there. We're trying to help them out. We're giving you WikiHow. Push yourself out of you'll likely encounter some people you've never met before if you push yourself out of your comfort zone. One of them might be available. Chat with people you meet and find out if they're single. If they are, ask them if they have any plans for New Year's Eve. Not sure what to do? Try something like this. Take a class. This is always like a thing that people tell you to do, like if you're looking for a man or a woman, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like get out there and do things.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, I mean, I guess I try to think about where I've met like the people I've gone out with. And it's normally like, I don't know, work situations, I guess.
Yeah.
And then of course, then once like this online dating happened, that was just I mean, for a guy like me, handsome son of a bitch, couple of credits to my name.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. I was killing it out there, killing it.
Yeah.
Like it was like, I didn't need to use words like awesome and fantastic. People were just like, oh yeah, let's go on a date.
They were saying awesome.
Yeah. You're Taylor Dane. Good enough for Taylor Dane. Yeah, that's right. Pop superstar Taylor Dane.
Oh.
Yeah, I went on a date with her 30 years ago.
She said awesome?
She didn't. I said awesome to her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was Taylor Dane until I met her. Taking a class, attending a workshop, going to an event at meetup.com. I was on meetup.com.
Mm-hmm.
I was. There was a time I thought I was going to be a basketball player, like and play pickup basketball with some people. And I got on meetup.com to find basketball
to
games.
To find pickup games.
And, you know, you guys have probably heard me say many times on this podcast that there was some time, there was a couple of years there where, you know, it was getting bad. I was down and out. And I was so down and out that I went on meetup.com to try and find basketball games. And I'm not even good at basketball. But I was like, you know what? Let me get into like a co-ed game, which is fun.
Yeah.
You know, and then afterwards we go get a beer over
a happy
and talk
hour.
About the game. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then I also went, I was trying to find Met games. I went on meetup.com to find where people watch Mets games. And I found a group. I found a Mets meetup group. What a loser. Join a local Facebook, volunteer, join a running club. Audition for the local theater.
Mm-hmm.
Be fun.
Yeah.
Attend local art openings or concerts. Take your dog for a walk. These are other ways. Attend a local singles event. The best part of this is I'm not showing you this, Alex, but there is animations that they have for each one of them that are absolutely hilarious.
That's WikiHow.
Yeah, WikiHow has these little animations on telling you, you know, here's a couple of guys at a singles party.
Mm-hmm.
This looks like it's going to end up on the Senate floor, actually. That's the way that one looks.
What's it putting in there? Yeah.
Looks like two guys about to go head to the Senate floor. Meet your date for coffee. But how do you get this to New Year's Eve? Host your own New Year's Eve party and have people come over to that. Okay. All right. There you go, everybody. What do you want? What do you want from us? I feel like we've given you a lot on this episode.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get back. We'll come back with some more. We got a ton of stuff to do here. And that's it. I think we're going to release this probably on Thursday.
Yeah.
So it'll be real close to Christmas. So, and if you guys, you know what I was thinking as we kept seeing, playing Christmas songs and saying Merry Christmas, maybe some of you don't celebrate Christmas, and just happy holidays to you guys. Happy New Year. Happy whatever to everybody. Go out and be nice to your fellow man. Because this could also be as joyful as the season is, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Harriet Davids, the pears, the New Year's Eve dates, the things that are fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's also some people probably having a tough time around now, you know? Could be a tough time of year for lonely people sitting at home with bed sores watching, you know, judge shows in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And commercials about mesothelioma. You know, there's those people.
There
you
are.
Forget about those people. Because we're you, me, and you, and we're, you know, we're out there. On the town, we can move freely. Our legs work, and we can move freely about. Some people don't, and they sit there and they can't access dating sites and stuff, and they don't have anybody. And it's Christmas rolls by, and there's nobody there. They don't have any gifts, no tree, no nothing, no stocking hung by the chimney with care.
Yeah.
So be nice to people. You know, you never know who's going to be that one person who goes, you know what? Thank you. You made my day. Here I was shopping at the 99-cent store for Underwood deviled ham to eat on Christmas Day by myself in my shitty, 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 shitty apartment. And I was, paid a gal $500 and she's sending me a video where she steps on bugs. And I was going to go home and eat my Underwood deviled ham and watch that.
And watch that video.
And then you were nice to me and it really turned my day around. Mm-hmm. I might actually tell that girl, don't step on bugs, step on candy canes and make it more festive for me. So there you have it, everyone. I made it through a very hungover, episode of Cover to Cover. We appreciate you listening and we hope you enjoyed and had a couple of laughs. Have a very, very happy holiday season. This might be our last before the holiday. Oh, no, wait, I come back from New York before Christmas and we'll have a Christmas message for you.
Yeah.
Because Monday is Christmas on a Monday, right?
Yes.
Okay. We love you. What do we got to get out of here on, Alex?
This is for the boys of the Senate.
Oh, the Senate floor. The boys on the Senate floor.
Maybe it's cold outside.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's Can cold. I
so
pass
come inside.
Your bill?
It's cold outside. Oh, it's cold outside. Come into the Senate floor. Maybe it's cold what? Take your pants off. Oh, well, I don't think this is the place. This is where they vote on like Supreme Court justices. Yeah, I know. That's why I want you to take your pants off. Okay. What's that? It's a camera. I'm going to videotape it and put it online. And you think this is a good idea? I do. Yeah, it's never going to get out there.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, you're fired. It's out there. put some records or whatever. On while I pour. All right, everybody, we love you. Bye bye.
No cabs to be had out there. Your eyes are like starlight now. I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell. Mind if I move in closer? What's the sense of hurt, my pride? Oh, baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside.